Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Burrow, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey. Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo. And I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
Yo, Screwball Radio live in the Matrix. Black Poet on the check-in. What the deal, yo?
Yeah.
Common.
The boy Common.
Where y'all at?
Yo. In the building. We in the building.
King E right about. Here, man. Live in the Matrix, episode 22. What's good, y'all?
All right. Just chilling, man, you know. Back in the Matrix with these motherfuckers, ready to hit them in the head with some new shit. Rolling up some fire, you know. Shout out to everybody that copped the Screwball shirt. They on deck. You need those. Hit up Madman. Bandcamp.
Madman1 at bandcamp.com. Or just hit me directly if you follow me on any social media platform. Or you can hit a poet on any social media platform. And we will get that to you.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. What up, E-Man? You ordered your shirt yet, God?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. What color?
Sir. I got the black color.
He copped the OG color.
Gangsta.
He got the OG black tee.
The ill shit is Screwball cousin hit me up. The nigga say, yo, you want all colors. My nigga Scott Styles, shout out to him. He's like, yo, is it crazy? I want all colors.
Damn.
I can't front. Niggas do need every color of that. You heard? If you want your summer 21 to be fish you, niggas need every color of that Screwball blicky.
Yeah, we trying to bring that essence back where, you know, hip hop gear with that fly. Now, you remember y'all, around that time, everybody had the clothing line, everybody had their brand out there. We reintroducing and we revolutionizing our brands out there. So get that Screwball tee. It's going to look live with you.
No doubt. Shout out to everybody doing their thing. My nigga Concrete Celebrities. My nigga Guap Bop, he doing his thing. My nigga Black Cheese, he doing his thing, Black Cheese Apparel. You know, there's a couple of people out there doing their thing, man. Big things, man.
Yeah, you got Rotten Appleware.
Oh, no doubt.
Rotten Appleware, Jamaica Avenue, go get that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, I think Poet's call got dropped. Hopefully he'll call back. But what we're going to do is we're going to go through some music until he called back, man. This joint here is from the new project from Infamous Flea and DJ Muzz, Queens Get the Money. Crazy joint right here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, dope. Let's
oh, I think we got Poet back.
Yeah, yeah, I'm back, homie.
Yeah, we was going to go to this joint right here because, you know, we want to hit him over the head with some music, you know, to get the mood started. This is from the new project,
Lord,
DJ Muggs.
DJ Muggs. That's off that
okay.
Ron LZ album. Just dropped 2 days ago. Nothing but heat on there.
Oh, let's hear that,
give it
kid.
To him, E.
Live on Screwball Radio, cool. The Matrix. Let's go.
I said Queens get the money and I say it again. Okay, okay. Yo, mate, what the fuck is up, bro? Yo. I said Queens get the muffin, wrong time, no problem. Block the bag and I'm coming like a rhino charging. We all psychos mobbing. Cutting through and that test the same color as margin. Money made, got the drip, 100K by the fifth. And the L's 450, running game by your bitch. Party out in Portugal, they finally left the order through. I'm about to pull an audible, I'll watch your phone is waterproof. Queens been grubbing, where the fuck you been, cousin? Ain't no one-pound town, motherfuckers sling dozens. It's supply and demand when you fly with the fam. Still deep in Osaka, now they high in Japan. Warm soup and the bagel, all truce. On my label, Flea, I pull up short notice, long coupe and a cable. All around respect, you can call around and check. Queens niggas first ones to pull informers out the jack. Yeah, I said Queens first niggas pull informers out the jack. Queens get the mocha, no time, no problem. No time, no problem. I said Queens get the mocha, no time, no problem. Yo, mate, talk your shit, whoa.
Yo, love is fly shit, remain rugged. Dope like I'm hidden in rights inside the cupboard. Hammer in the Hamilton, crafted by Jeff. If I'm confident I'm right, then I'ma take this shit left. Resurrection of perfection when it come to this craft. Couldn't calculate correct, I'm only showing you half. Juice cleanses and new benzes keeping my mind right. If I miss something initially, I peep it in hindsight. Shine bright, looking like the sun rocking neon. Touchdown, hit it out the park like I'm Dion. Ain't no heat over there, them niggas Freon. Big stacks and beyond, type of shit that we on. Queens get the money, flip the money and invest it. Now we counting cake that we collected, we finessed it. Queens get the money, flip the money and invest it. Now we counting cake that we collected, we finessed it.
I said Queens get the muffin, wrong time, no problem. Block the bag and I'm coming like a rhino charging. We all psychos mobbing. Cutting through and that test the same color as margin.
Ramel Z in the house and the place to be.
Tell me about your thing, Sir Rem.
Iconoclast Panzerism is the integers all in locked force, armored from ornamentation to armamentation. Exercises the letters to all integers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Screwball Radio, that's where you're going to hear that raw new shit at. That's that new shit right there. Flea Lord.
Flea Lord, DJ Muggs, Queens
okay,
featuring
okay.
Mayhem Loren.
You know that's that Queen shit, dude. You already know.
Yeah, shout out Mayhem.
Really, That really, that's that Queen's Red shit, but, you know, we're going to let the Queens rock with it, you know.
That beat was nasty.
Word.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, a lot
What's
of
going
dope,
on,
dope
though,
music
man?
Out there, man. A lot of dope music
hey,
out
man,
there.
Hey, you know what bugged me out? I saw some news. We going on some boxing news right quick. I think in May 29th, we're going to have Tyson and Holyfield fight again.
Oh, man. Do we really want to see that, though? Niggas really want to see that,
May,
though? I don't think I really want to see that.
I don't know.
I don't think I want to see that. I want to let them niggas ride, man. Their memories is too ill to be fucking it up right now. Like, I want to remember them niggas at the champs and the way they went out, you know what I'm saying? I want to see them niggas right now old and fucking up. Somebody going to get knocked the fuck out, you know.
That's like De La Hoya. He want to come out of retirement to fight Mayweather.
Oh, see, that'd be two good ones because they still kind of younger, you know what I'm saying? But them niggas over there, chill, yo. My Tyson and them niggas need to chill right now, but, you know, hey, make a dollar, man, you know what I'm saying? Promote the sport. Have fun, man, if you feel like doing that shit. I don't take nothing from a motherfucker, but I don't know if I want to see that shit, though.
Yeah, that's that
nostalgia, man. I was disappointed in Roy when Roy of Tyson did it. You know what I'm saying? I was like, it wasn't really, you know what I'm saying, crazy.
Yeah, if any fight I want to see is Bernard Hopkins and Mike Tyson. Even though they old, I would like to see that. You know?
B-Hop?
Yeah.
Hell no, that's two different classes.
No, it ain't. They both heavyweights.
Bernard Hopkins ain't no goddamn heavyweight. He ain't fucking De La Hoya in them niggas' division.
Mm-mm.
You're crazy.
Not
what
anymore.
What fucking heavyweight title did
not
B-Hop have? B-Hop was never a heavyweight.
Now he is.
Oh, I don't know about now, but...
He a big dude, yeah, man. He a big dude.
I think he's
heavyweight material.
Nah, man. That nigga's, he's fighting in De La Hoya and Tito Trinidad and them niggas, man. He's in their division, man. And them Roy Jones and them.
Yeah, he's a middleweight.
Yeah.
Well, I might have the wrong guy, though. I might be thinking.
Yeah, he's a middleweight. Him and Tyson's styles are too different. You know, because B-Hop is a defensive fighter. It's going to be a
Tyson
lot of clinching.
Break B-Hop up, yo. You crazy?
Yeah, I think I'm thinking about the wrong person right now. Hold on.
But yeah, man. Boxing is back alive, though. Somebody fighting tonight, matter of fact. I want to see De La Hoya, young boy. He got a young boy that's nasty. I forgot Papa's name, but that nigga is nasty. I want to see him fight.
I think his name is
Floyd's prodigy.
Garcia?
Yeah.
Mike, I think it's all Mikey Garcia.
Yeah. Pretty boy. All the chicks love him and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a stiff arm, kid. He got a right of pain. I want to see him fight fucking Floyd's protege he got coming up. He got a little nigga that's nice coming up, too. I want to see them two go at it.
That kid from Maryland, I think his name is Tank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. I want to see them
now.
Those are the futures. That's the future.
That's what I want to see. I think boxing is in a great space than it's been in years. Then you have, I don't know if Wilder and Fury going to have that third match, because
Wilder
went out in a bad way.
He bogged out, man. Wilder, he got to clean that up, man. He went out bad last one, man.
Hey, Paul, you ain't bet no money on it?
Nah. I ain't bet on neither one of them niggas. You don't know what neither one.
Now, you know who I meant to say? I meant to say Shannon Briggs, not Bernard Hopkins. Pardon me.
Oh, yeah.
Shannon Briggs.
Yeah, he's an OG. That should have really, he should have had more shine. You know, it all comes down to management and who you down with, though, you know? Shannon Briggs is a beast. You know what's hell about
that would be
a... That nigga got asthma and still be fucking niggas up.
Hey. Breath control, kid.
Hell
breath
man.
Control.
You gotta have breath
punch
control
in the
man.
Gut.
I don't know if any of y'all ever been in a ring, a professional boxing ring, and actually fought for like 3 minutes. You guys ever did that?
Nah.
Yeah,
definitely not.
That shit is real, yo. 3 minutes is real, and that's amateur. 3 minutes. Try 3 minutes throwing punches and defending yourself. Try that shit, yo. That's a good workout, yo. Word up. That's a definitely good workout. As long as you two ain't out there to try to kill each other. It's just a nice little workout, you know, just try to tag and score. You know, I'm throwing some haymakers, though. So, be easy.
Yeah, definitely those, the gloves weigh, how much them gloves weigh, like 10 pounds?
Oh, the amateur? Mm-hmm. Hell no. Like 16 ounces.
Nah, just professional.
Eight ounce gloves.
So imagine you swinging those for 3 minutes. You just swing. There's no, you know, you might take a break one or two, but that's another 8 ounces you throwing with your punch. Definitely.
Hell,
and
you got to protect yourself, so your shoulders got to be right. You got to keep your shits up. You know what I'm saying? Yes, you got to keep your shits up too. You can't just put your shit down and be like, yeah, what? Hit me. You going to be one of those guys?
He looking like Rocky out there.
Yeah, I hate them guys, man. They be like, they put their hand out, they hands down, they put their face out there like, yo, hit me. Yeah, I want to fuck around and fuck with you and all. I can't wait for a nigga to get tagged.
Roy Jones be doing that. That's Roy Jones. Roy Jones be sticking his face out like, yeah, hit me. And he gets
he nice with it,
whack,
though.
Whack.
I'm talking about the other niggas that be trying that shit and be getting fucked up. Them niggas. Niggas like, Roy, you a fool if you fall into his trap.
Yeah, you be looking like Martin. You be looking like Martin falling out the ring with the big ass head.
Oh, man.
Your head going to swell up. Those were some ill fights.
Hitman Hearns, Sugar Ray Leonard. Them shits was some ill fights, yo. You gotta go back and watch them shits.
Marvin Hagler, man, that Fantastic Four. I watch a lot of those old fights from time to time.
Yeah, man. Whenever you want to see a real good fight, go back, man, and watch Marvin Hagler and them niggas, man. Sugar Ray, Hitman. Word, them niggas put it on.
Yeah, they definitely you know, they came to play, you know. They came to give you a show, and they came to play. Definitely. Almost like Tito Trinidad. Trinidad was nice with it, too.
Oh, hell yeah. Trinidad's my nigga, man. He used to come in and fuck niggas up. Tito
was so
nice.
Quick, too.
Tito was nice, yo.
Yeah, he ain't played no games.
He held the belt at one time, right?
Yeah, he had a belt. I think it was like super lightweight or lightweight.
Middleweight, something like that.
Yeah, he beat the shit out of that one guy. What's that name? Mayorga? You know that dude used to come through the ring smoking and drinking?
Oh, Mayorga. Yeah. Oh, fucking Oscar De La Hoya fucked him up the worst. Yeah. Yo. Because he was talking shit about Oscar De La Hoya's wife. He was talking shit, all kinds of shit about Oscar De La Hoya. How you going to fuck him up? Oh, going at him at the press conferences, all that. But Oscar De La Hoya got that nigga in the ring. He beat him like a boy. Yo, when I tell you he beat the shit out of him, he knocked the shit out of him. Yo, you got to watch that fight, kid. Margarita trying to fight,
legendary. We ordered that fight. the night, we ordered that fight that night, and I could tell the way De La Hoya came to the ring, like, yo, this nigga, he got a mission.
He was heated. He talked so much shit about Floyd, about his wifey and all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Because what's Mayorga? Mayorga's Puerto Rican? I think because you know how the boxers do it. They want to put the races against each other. You know, the boxers.
I think
you know what I'm saying? They always put the races.
I think he's Mexican or something like that.
So what was it, the Mexicans versus the Puerto Ricans that night? What was it?
Nah, De La Hoya, Mexican, too.
Mayorga? Okay, so it was Mexico versus Mexico.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken. I think the only boxers out of, you know, out of PR that you know, is like Camacho, Trinidad, Camacho's son.
My man Louis from the Bridge, Queens Bridge, Louis Vega. Oh, no, what's the name? Yeah, he put Roy, he's the first nigga to ever fucking put Roy on his ass. He's from Queens Bridge, my nigga, Puerto Rican Louis.
Oh, y'all may want to check out all, because they got a documentary come out on Hector Camacho soon. That's going to be pretty dope.
A what?
Yeah,
he went out.
He was a showman, yo. That nigga give you a show.
Yeah, he was definitely like the Apollo Creed of the Puerto Ricans, you know what I mean? He was definitely Apollo Creed. He definitely came out to put a show on. He definitely came to beat the brakes off of you. And look good doing it, you know?
My nigga Pinch, he said he met him back in the days up in the Bronx, and she gave him $100.
Wow. Well, Pinch gave him $100, or he gave Pinch $100?
He gave Pinch $100.
Oh, wow.
Didn't you tell me you met Slick Rick back in the days in the park up in the Bronx?
Oh, yeah, for sure. St. James Park. Jerome Avenue, 193rd. If you know, you know. But he used to come through the park all the time. Back in like 88, 89.
I love stories like that, man. You know, niggas meet, you know what I'm saying? They you know what I'm saying, neighborhood star niggas, man. And they little niggas.
I was a little kid at that time. I was probably like about maybe like 12 maybe. Maybe 11. I just remember he had that red BMW that he parked up on Creston. We all followed him up to Creston. He had the big dookie chains on with the big trench coat with the patch on the eye with the, you know, with the Kango on.
That was a young Slick Rick.
Yeah, it was a young me too, you know. Walked into his car. He signed the ball, but we had like a handball. We kids though, but he signed it. But you know, we ended up probably playing stick ball with that same ball. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And them dudes, yeah, man,
Big
Pun,
rest in peace. Rest in peace, Big Pun. Got the new street named after him. That's
that
what's up.
Dope.
Big Pun Plaza right there on Grand Concourse and Fordham Road. I wish I could have been there for that, man. You know, Big Pun is like...
Shit, I heard Fat Joe wasn't even there.
The Bronx love Big Pun, man. The Bronx love Big Pun. Now, Fat Joe wasn't there. Remy wasn't there. A lot of people wasn't there. A lot of people that was there that I saw was Red Alert, Duwop.
Cuban Link was there.
Cuban Link. Yeah, Cuban Link. You know, of course, his sister was
there. I don't
know,
man. Is it true? You know, no, a track can't go to the Bronx?
Nah, who told you that?
I heard Joey Crack got beef with little Chris Rivers.
Yeah, I doubt that would stop him from coming to the X. We talking about Fat Joe.
I don't know, man. Pun Son is strong out there, man. You ain't out there, man. Other niggas come up.
Yeah, I mean, TS is, they don't call him Terror Squad for nothing, man. That shit is real.
I don't know if they still hold weight like that. You know, you got them little young new niggas coming up, kid. It's crazy. Her KRS-One can't go to the Bronx. He got beef with Skylar Rock's son. I don't know. This is shit that I'm hearing and seeing online and shit.
Yeah, I don't know about all of that, man. That's like saying Paul can't come back to the bridge. Like, that's unheard of. It's unheard of.
I don't know, man. I ain't never hear that one, but this is, I'm seeing this. This is shit I'm hearing, you know? You ain't never heard that.
Yeah, I doubt that. Yeah, I doubt that. This got money too long, Fat Joe. And he got the sneaker store out there up NYC. So, you know, I doubt that, man. I doubt that.
Fat Joe got a son, too, that's into the music, too, man. I don't know what happened. I seen him on Love & Hip Hop and all that, but back when that shit was popping. But I ain't seen Fat Joe's son in a minute, though. I know he's trying to
see it. I think his daughter is into the music. I don't know about his son.
Chris Rivers is nice.
Yeah, his son was doing it. He was running the sneaker store for him. But he wanted to do the music, his son.
Yeah, I think Chris Rivers is, you know, Chris Rivers been nice. He been nice. And this is going back when he used to call himself Little Pun. Because there was a time where he called himself Little Pun, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, and he switched it to, you know, Chris Rivers. And like I said, man, like, everybody showed him love. I've just never seen Fat Joe show him love, but, you know. I see everybody else show him love, from the locks, terminology, like everybody show Chris Rivers love, you know, all the time. Except like
nasty,
the main one, you know.
He's dope.
Yeah. I definitely like Chris Rivers.
He'll monster on the mic, that's for sure.
But you know who's nice too? You know, and I don't know if you know, but his daughter. His daughter
Get
reminded
out
me
here.
More pun. Yeah, his daughter remind me more pun than his son.
Oh,
what?
You gotta put me on.
Yeah. Check her out. Yeah, Star Rios.
I gotta check that out when I get. I gotta check that out when we get off the air. My pun got a whole.
When you see her, yo, listen. When you see her. You see Big Pun. Like, you see his son, and you kind of see Pun. But when you see her, that's like her, that's his twin right there. That's his twin. But she's not into the rap that. She got a couple songs, but she's not into it like that. She more into the fashion. She be dropping, like, the sunglasses, and she be doing all things like that, the fashion. But, yeah, she's definitely dope.
That's what's up, man. Why some more music?
That out, man. Yeah.
Let's get into some music,
Rock Lee. This man is from Styles P and goes by the name of 100. New Styles P. That dropped a couple months ago. So we're going to see how this one's down.
It's a little old, but it's still new to a lot, you know? So Styles P is one of the illest from New York, you know? I don't put nobody in the top 10 like that because there's too many ill rappers to be in the top 10, you know? It's too many. So I ain't going to put them in no categories. It's just,
I mean, everybody
nice,
can have
you
their
know?
Own. Everybody's welcome to have their own top 10, of course, but can't make an official top 10 list of rappers. I mean, unless you make categories of official stats and what niggas sold and shit like that, but never gauge.
Think about the heart. Yeah, it's definitely a different category, but he's one of the hardest, when I say one of the hardest, New York spitters. Like, you know, like for me, my top three hardest spitters, and it's not just because I mess with Poet, but you got Freddie Fox. Like, this is an ill tour to me. Freddie Fox, Styles P, Black Poet, Cool G Rap. This
Damn,
is the illest right there to me.
Tour.
This
monster
is the illest
tour.
Because although Jadakiss is nice with the words, I love Style P. I love his delivery. I love his style. You know? Word.
Yeah, you get it in, man. Let's see that shit.
One, two.
Benji Fields was poppin'.
The machine. Trying to get stone, roll a J, take 100 puffs. 100 wounds love me, that's for keeping in 100 dug. Hustles in the hood, game plays for 100 bucks. Now it's legal money, so I'm looking for 100 clubs. Popping champagne like I won something. Be the prey of predators to hunt something. Have you sat on your ass or have you done something? Do you stay out the way or do you love fronting? Me, I play the beach and watch the waves hit. Long way from moving cocaine at the day's end. Any other motel, waiting on the dope bill. Hammer in my coat when it's cold, that was so ill. That don't even make sense, I was trying to make sense. I was trying to make dollars just so I could pay rent. All my niggas saving, came from the pavement. Yeah, now we in the air, up in first class. Honey got the bird bag, when I touch down, where the work at? Give a shirt off your back, you get a shirt back. You should learn the code to the game, on your first stack. You should learn to handle yourself, on your first pack. Trying to get stone, roll a J, take 100 bucks. Hustles in the hood, gave plays for 100 bucks. 100 wounds love me, that's for keeping in 100 dug. Now it's legal money, so I'm looking for 100 plus. Trying to get stone, roll a J, take 100 bucks. Hustles in the hood, gave plays for 100 bucks. 100 wounds love me, that's for keeping in 100 dug. Now it's legal money, so I'm looking for 100 plus. Tell niggas love is love, I can get a plug a plug. Hopped off the stoop, knee deep, never buckled up. Hopped in the ride, let him ride, now I fuck him up. Let a nigga slide, you could die, he gon' run amok. I'ma let 100 bucks, tell a set running duck. That's the old me, now I changed, let me sum it up. Now I'm tryna live, did a lot, I ain't done enough. Lifetime of rhymes in my mind, I just brung them up. Never seen a Jedi in the hood, look at one of us. Thinking of the Gatling, bulletproof in the shuttle bus. Imagine if the hood had money like 100 pups. 100 hoes, we ain't doing that. When 100 stoves, we gon' need 100 farms. We gon' need 100 groves. We gon' need 100 buildings and 100 roads. We gon' need that 400 back, then 100 more. D-block till the day I die, then 100 more. Trying to get stone, roll a J, take 100 pups. Hustles in the hood, gave plays for 100 bucks. 100 wolves love me, that's for keeping in 100 dugs. Now it's legal money, so I'm looking for 100 plus. Trying to get stone, roll a J, take 100 pups. Hustles in the hood, gave plays for 100 bucks. 100 wolves love me, that's for keeping in 100 dugs. Now it's legal money, so I'm looking for 100 clubs. Are you keeping in 100 with me? Or is it 99.9? That percent we got missing could have us both tripping. Now we flipping outside, going 9 for 9. Is you keeping it 100 with me? Yeah, I shouldn't have to ask the percent. I shouldn't have to ask you again. I got my word in my hand, shake your passion to win. Go trying to get stone, roll a J, take 100 pups. Hustles in the hood, gave plays for 100 bucks. 100 wolves love me, that's for keeping in 100 dugs. Now it's legal money, so I'm looking for 100 plus. Trying to get stone, roll a J, take 100 pups. Hustles in the hood, gave plays for 100 bucks. 100 wolves love me, that's for keeping in 100 dugs. Now it's legal money, so I'm looking for 100 plus.
Dope, dope, dope. That's that fire right there. New Chic Looch. Yeah, it's not new,
Styles
but
P.
It's still fire.
Yeah, Styles P.
Oh, that's his brother. That's my bad, my bad. The brother. That's the brother.
Yeah, Styles P, man. Oh, yeah, and two more people I would add to that tour that I was on, the hardcore tour, two more people. Is, of course, I would put MOP and DMX. Make that a tour.
That's going to be like a mosh pit.
I want to see that.
Yeah, I'm into the hardcore hip hop, man. I'm into that hardcore hip hop, not that bubblegum rap, not none of that bullshit they be rapping about, nothing. I want to hear that hard shit. I want to hear that hard shit. And Freddie Fox always give you that hard shit. Black Poet always give you that hard shit. Styles P always that hard shit. And you know M.O.P. definitely gives you that hard shit. And even though DMX got a lot of commercial records, but you can't take the dog away from the hard shit either, you know.
Hell yeah. The dog, man, shit. I wish they'd put some money behind a nigga like that again. Another street nigga like DMX. Let the street nigga shine again. You know?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
He kicked that door down. He made niggas put on the boots and army fatigues. Because everybody was on that shiny suit shit.
Nah. New York been on the army fatigue way before DMX. But
I said put it back on.
Yeah, I don't think New York ever took it off.
Yeah.
New York ain't never took the fatigues off. Never. Never. Yeah. New York been forever boot camp. Yeah. Shout out Tech and Steel, man. They some hard rugged MCs too, man.
Solid brothers, man.
Yeah, keep that gutter shit, man. I love that gutter music, man. That's where you get the pain from. That's where you get the knowledge from. Yeah.
That's definitely that fire, my nigga, that they be dropping.
Definitely. That joint is priceless, and the other one is called America's Nightmare 3 from General Steel. Both of them shit is hot.
Yeah, they definitely They definitely don't disappoint. I haven't heard a disappointing Tech or Steel solo project or even joint album. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Yo, if I fall out again, y'all, I will get back at you, but we might have a little technical difficulty in a few minutes. But we're going to see. We're going to ride it out. You heard? All right.
So
what we're going to do, we're going to go to the underground again. We're going to have play this joint from John Jiggs featuring BP to go by the name of Madness.
Nah. Come on, man. That's John Jiggs and BP featuring Afro off their new album. BP is the producer.
Oh, I saw that one. That's dope.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Definitely. It's definitely dope. Shout out John Jiggs. Shout out Afro.
Yeah, it's definitely crack. I got a joint Afro coming out. My Afro album.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope.
It's going to be crazy.
Dead on. Call numbers 516-531-9596. We live in the Matrix, live and direct. Let's go.
Yeah. Afro with John Jiggs, the flow beyond abyss, no paddle. Move like John Wick, supposed to God spit, flow scrabble. Break legs inverted, sledgehammer, break necks preserted. No fake death verdict, I spray the fresh open.
I'm coming from the bottom of the barrel, put hollows in your apparel. Captain Lou Albano was cracking your bone marrow. Get your soul rattled in the microphone battle. When I catch your girlfriend, I'ma wax it with no candle.
Dark alley trip, live wire, sought out the flip. Barbed wire around your attire, and you owe me the counterfeit. Beat you to the Italians for spilling the information. Have a stallion kicking your bone and leave you dislocated.
Yeah. Lurking on them, deserving the hurting on them. I be creeping in your turf when you leave for work in the morning. Throw your ass up under the bus and reverse it on them. You get beat with hands and feet, so your feet just got purple on them.
Nigga Freddy ain't got shit on me when you know pros home. When I rock you in your face and stab your brain with your nose bone. You 2X chromosome niggas, y'all been bomb off. Do best to spew through the flesh like nigga Jigsaw.
I'm a strangler, mangler, ain't no shame in my my game, I'ma pull a snub from my ankle and go and pop your potato, I got it. My stock is way up, these suckers is not creative. Fire blazing, we so sick, they gon' try to, we not get later. Run up, ever beat them, drop them, get them, they'll beat them. Got them, bread them, dead them, sick them, behead them. Guillotine be the sharpest, don't start it for water. Slow harvest, don't need to be no modest. Depository startup, I'll be like Colossi when rhyming. It's the battle axe, Lorax, crusher, that fat fucker. Every time I'm around it, they soundin' more lackluster. I'm that immaculate hustler, selling crack to your mother. The brother's been getting sassy, cause my vernacular suffer, motherfucker.
I like that right there. That's fire. Shout out Jigs. Shout out Afro.
Yeah.
Just crack.
Yeah, they went
crack
in on that one. Yeah.
That is action. I ain't sure.
That's why I like,
yeah, that,
I like
that was one of the
shit like that, man. Hardcore beats, hardcore rounds, man. Technical styles, and you know, I like shit like that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Afro been working for a few years now, man, and good thing R.A. the Rugged Man picked him up, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely got that R.A. style, too, you know?
See, R.A.'s about to go back on tour. A lot of people, you know, getting a green light. The green light must be going on, but certain places.
Yeah, things are opening up, you know, ever since these vaccines is going through and more people is getting it done and, you know, restaurants are opening to like 70% capacity. I mean, in the city, they still at 30%, but, you know, on the island where I'm at, they're at about 70%. Movie theaters is open again, you know, at like 50%. Slowly but surely, man, you know, the world will get back to something kind of regular.
It's going to be fucked up for when these shows start back up because I think they're going to have niggas have the fucking mandatory vaccine if you want to go to fuck overseas.
Yeah, I don't know about mandatory, but they're going to be looking to make sure at least that you got tested and you have a negative result. And if you took the vaccine, you got to show proof. And if you took a test and you negative, you have to show proof, you know? Ain't no word of mouth. Like, yeah, I took it. I'm negative. Like, nah. I want to see documents that say you negative.
Well, they said that like one bad apple was for the whole bunch.
On some other
yeah,
shit,
yeah.
About shit on the news. I seen some shit on the news on some other shit, though. It's a totally different subject. But this nigga went crazy on the fucking plane trying to open up one of them doors, yo, an emergency door. Motherfuckers had to restrain that motherfucker till that shit landed. I was like, man, if I was on that shit, I would have choked that nigga out.
Oh, man. Who's that? Passenger 57?
Yo.
What?
What you going to do? You ain't going to do nothing? Nigga trying to open the door while you on that motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm the fucking passenger 57, nigga, yeah.
I might throw my luggage at you. I might throw my carry-on at you and everything.
Nigga, I'm going to try to kill you, and everybody on there is going to be happy I did. They're going to be like, yes. I'm going to pound you out so bad. Word up.
Yeah, we can call a Wesley Snipes back. Like, yo, we need help.
When that plane lane, they're going to fucking want to arrest me. I'll tell you for what I do to this guy.
Nah. Yeah, no, that's craziness, man. That's craziness. I ain't trying to get off this plane yet.
They already started with the Miami Heat game. They said they got a section for vaccinated people precisely. They're their own section.
Yeah. They went, even with the Lakers game the other day. Matter of fact, I think it was last night's Laker game. They have, you know, they have friends and family in the stands. Probably about a good 20% of people was in there. But, you know, slowly but surely, man, slowly but surely, you know, things will get a little better, and it won't go back to normal, but it'll go back to somewhat decent, and I don't think you ever going to be able to walk around without a mask.
Might as well keep that shit off.
Yeah, but, you know, there's a couple, you know, there's a few positives that, you know, with the mask going on, you know, the flu is down, you know, couple other things down, people wearing their masks, you know, not spreading their germs around.
Yeah, but really, those masks ain't really good for you, man, because you're not supposed to be breathing in your own fucking,
Yeah, definitely not.
Especially all day long.
Hell no, that's not good.
You're not supposed... Yeah, the worst is when you see people in the gym and they working out with that on. Like, you're not supposed to be doing that. You're supposed to be breathing in fresh oxygen when you're working out. You can't have a mask on you.
They were saying today, man, that people should wear double masks going to the gym. Like, you trying to kill people?
Yeah, how you going to breathe, man? You're supposed to breathe. You're supposed to breathe. You're supposed to sweat and breathe when you're working out.
They have masks just for that? Where you, if you want to work out, you put this mask on, it makes your air, it reduces your air. So, you know, it's going to give you more fucking... stamina or whatever.
Yeah, it's like that Bane mask, right? Like that Bane mask.
Like that's a mask that you put on working out for people that, well, some people want that lack of air. But if you're working out normally, you don't want that shit on you, man.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, you need the oxygen. Otherwise, without oxygen, you know, you're going to feel lightheaded and you're out there running your heat up, you know, your body heat going up, and then you're not releasing nothing. Yeah, you're going to fall out. It's not, you know.
Like, try to fucking run a marathon with a fucking mask on.
Niggas would be dropping flies, man.
Run
the
fucking
the
marathon
best thing to
with
do,
mask on, yo. Tell me what happened.
Best thing to do is just stay spread apart. Keep them 12 feet to 20 feet apart. And, you know, do your exercise, man. You could be maskless. It's just when you're in a crowded area that you should always have a mask on, or you're going in public and you're in the supermarket and it's crowded, you should have a mask on, like certain places. But I don't think for exercising you should, you know, because it's hindering the body from getting the proper oxygen to the brain.
Yeah, now that you said supermarket, man, rest in peace to everybody. I lost somebody in that fucking... supermarket the other day, man. This guy decides to just fucking want to kill people.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Something happened like that at Home Depot, too, somewhere out there. And then the guy that targeted the Asians in the nail salon, you know, for no reason, you know, all the dumb hate shit going on, attacking Asians, like, you know, them Asians ain't have nothing to do with coronavirus, you know? At least the Asians that are here in the States, you know what I mean? The people that was here in the States, they ain't had nothing to do with that. Like, you can't take that out on them. You know, that's just ignorance at its finest.
Word, man. That shit need to stop. Motherfuckers need to slow down with that dumb hate shit. Cause, you know, we don't do that in hip-hop anyway.
Yeah, it's too much hate out there, though. Too much hate. There's hate on the brothers. There's hate on the Asians. There's hate on the Latinos, you know. And at the end of the day, you know, we help this world turn, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. You know, it's only, you know, a certain group of people that hates everybody. You know what I'm saying? They hate
oh,
change.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They hate change. They hate different people. They hate people that's different than them. So there's just gonna be that group of people always. So
yeah. I seen this one clip, and it was an Asian lady, and some guy random just went up to her and punched her, but then she defended herself. You know, she defended herself, hit him with mad stuff, hit him upside the head, and he ended up going in the ambulance. You know what I'm saying?
Good for him.
You know, the old lady had a black eye, but. You know, he was the one on the stretcher. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Hey, man, old man strength or old woman strength. You do not want to mess with that.
I mean, personally, you don't want to mess with the humble, man. People that are humble, they like that for a reason, but you want to bring the monster out them, and now you're on the stretcher. You know what I mean?
Lucky you ain't get shot, nigga.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's big over there in San Francisco. You know, it's big in San Francisco, a lot of that hate going on, you know, because there's a big Asian community out there. But, you know, salute all the Asians, man. Salute the human race, man. The human race, man. And it's not even a race. We are people. We not a race, because we ain't racing against nobody. Ain't no race. How they say the human race? Like, it ain't a race, you know? We just the people. We the people of the planet, man. We should respect each other as such.
No doubt, man. I mean, you got something lit up over there, Bombing?
Nah, just this Henny. Got the Henny splash.
You try to sell, you know what I'm saying? You try to drop dollars and shit. You try to drop dollars, yo.
But you know where I'm at always with it. You know how I always look at things, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. You know I'm a fucking
shit. Drop the science, man. So we only say that's what we do with the show, man. We drop the jams and we drop the hard music.
Wow.
Yeah, if one thing I can't stand is a dumb motherfucker.
Music right now, man. Eve, man, you heard Rockhead?
Oh yeah, yeah. I had to make sure I got back going, but they actually dropped my call too. That's why I was quiet for a minute.
Oh wow.
Yeah, they're trying to silence us.
They're trying to silence us, but
the powers that be.
They better off silent. They better silence the lambs before they silence us, man. We're gonna keep talking.
Exactly. Let's go, man. Let's do it.
This track here from the homie Benny Hanna, featuring Sammy Slugger and Deathstroke, titled Lionheart. This joint go hard.
Yeah, tough. Yeah, it's tough. I like
Shout
that
out
joint.
Benny.
It's tough.
Shout out Thunny Benny Hanna. It's my thun, you know. We fam. Schoolboy.
Let's get it.
Yeah,
look, for the ice and the cream, you get murdered on a Sunday. It's the God body artist, give praises to what my tongue say. I fuck the track and hit the G-spot to the gun spray. I'm busting back without a G-lock, just purple gunplay. The sensei is serious, sword players, my funk sway. Total package, I'm torture racking these rappers all day. Raise up, my blaze up, and I blaze up. Gage tucked in that duffel bag, up. Go get the cage, bruh. Air him out, paramedics gon' have to carry him out. I let that metal shout in his mouth, made him be ready now. Lying hard, niggas get scarred when that night is far. Killing everything in the building, niggas is dying hard. I'm Bruce Willis, the true illest with true spitting. If we dual spitting, your crew get it, no bullshit. Just giving niggas this hard work, like full fitness. Still rocking shit, dope and crack cookers in full kit.
Chemists with the dope, minutes with the flow. Benny Hanna, urban legends, we feeling the tear cold. Going try guard, you lying hard, super lying hard. Better know the legend, die hard.
Die hard, nigga.
Chemists with the dope, minutes with the flow. Benny Hanna, urban legends, we feeling the tear cold. Going try guard, you lying hard, super lying hard. Better know the legend, die hard.
Fucking with the kings of the jungle with long manes. And don't ever think our kingdom will come, but we long range. Storm juice and gilly juice that be shooting from long range. Warning you, you get into it, you move in the wrong lane. It's war game. The army is defiant and brash. Quick to stick a sig on the body and violently blast. Overquip the tip of the Tommy to silently flash. And your death is like a comedy, will probably laugh. So maniacal, you're diabolically over the hardest beat. You're trying hard to breathe, but hardly breathe within your heart to beat. For its final rhythm and wither to go your dream. Fall a second by your liver and then it'll be your spleen. And then it'll be your team who will suffer the same fate. And we'll turn it into a meme that we post on the public page. And most of the public thinks that some animals did it. Cause if Benny say to go get him, me and Sam will go get him.
Chemists with the dope, minutes with the flow. Benny Hanna, urban legends, we feeling the tear cold. Going try guard, you lying hard, super lying hard. Better know the lesson, die hard.
Die hard, nigga.
Chemists with the dope, minutes with the flow. Benny Hanna, urban legends, we feeling the tear. Lying hard, better know the lesson. Die hard,
die hard,
I don't like rappers, my kind steppers and high.
hijackers. Cyber slashers, high cadavers in the mind sector. High rapture bypasser, I'm a life hacker. Prince of Persia, night stabbing, turn a tiebacker. Time slappers, it's the peak of the strength. The climb master, show you people how evil it gets. Nuns whoring, blood orgies, demons and imps. Guns, glory, and drug stories. LSD trips, bit abysmal doom. Like Piccolo at the moon. Kept your presence in its inner as its crystal consumed. Pity the boost. Slipping reptilian ghouls, Brazilian jewels on my Juliet Caribbean cruise. Living the high life, hide quiet from the limelight. Out of sight and mind, I'm confined from the zeitgeist. You lying hard to a lying heart, better know to let you die hard.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. That's crazy. Shout out Benny Holland. As we're going to hear this new shit over here, Schoolboy Radio, always seeing you with that new exclusive shit you heard.
Yeah, I caught that the other day, and I was like, ooh, this joint is tough right here.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Check this out, guys. Now, y'all know y'all got to share this before we clock up out of here. Now, it just hit my line that Saigon dropped a new album. Big shout out to my man, Pittsburgh Pat. And that joint sound like it's going to be solid. And y'all
yeah,
tell
heard,
that funny story about what happened when y'all was over there, when they butt heads with the Mobb Deep crew?
Yeah. The funny thing is that Havoc just produced something for Saigon for that album.
Word.
Yeah. I was there for that show. I was there for that Mobb Deep fiasco at SOBs. I was there for that.
Yeah, man, we supposed to perform, man. Me, Primo, NYGs, we supposed to perform. Fucking Havoc and the Mix came to got while this guy was rhyming. I think they supposed to get on next or something.
Yeah, you know, Dumb Out set that off. You know, Dumb Out was with Havoc in them.
Stupid ass shit happened. Next thing you know, Saigon is on like homies running, getting out of the club.
Yeah, he definitely got ran out of there. He definitely. That definitely messed up a good show. If that didn't happen, I believe that if that didn't happen, that show would have been historical, man. Like I said, a lot of people ain't get to perform. Poet didn't perform. MOP ain't performed. I don't even think CNN got to perform.
I don't know why it shut down and was over with. It's not like niggas shut the fuck the club or nothing.
Yeah, you know how it happened. Boom, after Saigon went running out, the lights went on. They put the lights on. You know, when the lights go on, it's over. I don't want to see nobody standing next to me. I want this shit dark in here, you know?
Yeah, nice going down. Everybody ready to fight. What is this?
Yeah, because now you got everybody drunk. Everybody drunk. Now you're staring at everybody because the light's on, you know? Fuck you looking at.
There that go. Now it's on.
That kills the art of the performance right there, man, because now everybody looking at you.
Nigga, I seen fucking mad fucking performances of an Eric B. and Rakim show. And I was a man up in the Bronx way back in the day, me, hot day, all of us. Brooklyn's going crazy in there. Yo, son, when I say crazy, I mean crazy. Niggas get knocked out, dragged out. Show is going on. Ain't nothing stopping that show, nigga. I mean, it's Kool G Rap. Eric B. and Rakim. Oh, you know, them niggas make all the goons come out back then.
Oh, yeah, you know,
niggas that don't do no hip-hop shit, them niggas is coming to this. It's these guys, man. And they in front of this shit going crazy. I remember I pulled up. We all pulled up in front. Boom, we had to go through the front door, me and Hots. Boom, it's a million niggas in front going crazy, trying to get in. Me and Hoss, we fucking squeeze our way through everybody, boom, get to the front. It's my little man, Bill Blast. He's a little short nigga. He fucking backing everybody up. Back up, back up, back up, back up. He's hailing the whole crowd. He see me, yo, what up, Hogan Smack? Yo, come on, come on, come on. That way in there, boom. Yo, but he's manhandling the whole crowd. Little Bill Blast, man, God bless my nigga, man. He's running with Eric B. and Rakim, and he's at the door, holding the door down. There was a million niggas. It was wilding in there, too. And the show continued to go on. More than none to stop that.
Yeah.
That's how big.
Yeah.
How crazy show money was at that time. Like, those niggas were seeing, like, what, 80 G's?
Only thing stop a hip-hop show like that is the gunshots go off. Nigga, bow. I remember I was at the Ritz, another Eric B. and Rakim show. At the Ritz, Chris Rock standing next to me. Mad niggas, Eric B. with me, boom. Them niggas went to hit the stage, boom. Now we back in the, chairs. Eric Rakim's on stage. Oh, yeah. Niggas start shooting at that motherfucker. You know, in there, in the Ritz back in the day, that shit has got seats. It's a theater. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no club.
Wow.
So niggas running around, everybody fucking ducked down and shit. So I'm climbing over niggas. I see beepers and phones. I'm grabbing beepers. I'm grabbing phones, putting them shits in my pocket. Boom, I look up. Boom, see KL. KL looking at me. Boom, what you doing? He see me still. He see me stealing phones and beepers. He said, what you doing in the middle of all this shit? I'm like, just stay down, thug. I'm crawling around. We get up. We get up and shit.
We walking around and shit.
Here come Tretch, Naughty by Nature. He walking towards me and shit. He got the fucking, he got his gat out. I'm looking at him. He got the some little white guy, record executive is behind him screaming, trying to keep him calm. And I'm looking at him. He walked past me. I ain't know him at the times, but we met eye to eye, but he was ready for whatever. If anybody ran up on Tretch, he would have popped their ass.
I wouldn't doubt it, either. I wouldn't doubt it. Hip-hop was definitely, back in the day, man, that's, I don't know how to say it, man, but it was the realest it ever been, you know, when it first started, you know? That shit brought everybody out. Hip-hop brought everybody out.
Yeah, before it got corny, niggas was coming out,
yeah.
Yo. Coming out. Niggas was going to them clubs, yo, to see such and such and such and such. What is popping?
Yeah, it's like going uptown to Harlem back in the day. Like going to Harlem back in the day when I was little.
Harlem World.
I mean.
Harlem World back in the day, niggas.
You had the sheepskins out, you had the leathers out, you got the ill Benzes, the ill Beamers on the road, you had the Saabs. Like, I'm a little kid looking at all this shit, you know?
Yeah.
The Audis.
Yeah,
there's a little more respect back then, too, you know? Like these days, you know, you got all the shootings going on, you got all these rappers dying, like, you know, all that is senseless, like, shit that happened back in the day was really because something happened, like on the block, or they knew you was going to be somewhere, so they coming to check you, or, you know, it was never about, like, just some sucker shit, like, shit that be going on now.
And the crazy part is, those beefs start off, like, out of nowhere, man, because even when we had issues amongst cliques, it was something that was built already. These issues start, like, an Instagram post or a Facebook post, and then it just escalates.
Yeah, that's these days. But back in the day, it was, you know, you either beat up their man or you slept with some girl or, you know, something like that caused ruckus. You know, it was just never just because.
Right.
Back in the
then
day,
again, you know,
niggas trying to get niggas' chains back, niggas beat up, yeah, like you say, extorted niggas. These rap niggas, man, it's different, man. It's different. And the streets are different, too. And the streets
are
different, man.
The streets are definitely different.
And niggas are slipping up. You know, niggas are dealing with a lot of money now, too. The money's different. So the enemies are going to be different, too. Don't think you're the only nigga with money. And, you know what I'm saying? Other niggas got money, too, yo. With money fighting money, anything can go down.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
Especially when these cats is hurting out here, they broke. And they see a nigga flossing with all those chips, and he boasts about all that he's in his bag and he coming to the city, they going to see that man.
Yeah, it's not just that.
I mean,
it's
jealousy.
That, you know, niggas got beef, man. Beef,
that jealousy.
Beef, like, you know, street niggas see these rap niggas. They come in their town. Niggas feel like, yo, fuck that nigga. I got the same money he got, you know. Like that type of shit, you know. Plus, the rappers be having beef with each other nowadays, and now it goes straight to the guns. It's not no, yo, let's battle and see who's better. No. It's fucking, I shoot you in the fucking club, and they mans in them is the ones starting all the shit with each other anyway. It ain't even the rappers, it's the peoples.
Yeah, on another note, you know, rest in peace to Mums, the poet.
Oh, man, yeah, I heard about
who he is.
Man. Another great
one,
man.
For those that don't know, he was an actor, he was a poet, he was a rapper, you know. And another great person gone. It seemed like every show we saying rest in peace to somebody new, you know.
Even Elgin Taylor.
Hopefully we don't make that a habit, you know.
Definitely not.
That's why we got to appreciate everybody that's here, while they're here to enjoy it, man.
Most definitely. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. We about to,
like,
you know, close up
the show. That's the show.
Let's go, man.
We about to close this joint off with this fire joint from Un Pacino called Child's Play.
Shout out, Far Rockaway. Infamous.
Wait, hold on. Before we leave, I think we got a call right quick. We see we got a call on the line. He just pulled up just on time, man. 909, you on.
What it do, King Eric?
What up?
How's it going?
What up,
what's
man?
What's going on, kid? You on Screwball Radio?
Where you at? Screwball Radio, you on love?
They must be
scared right now. Where they at? But yeah, man, let's go, man. Let's end it with some fire.
Put that Un Pacino on. Yo, shout out to the caller. But we out of here.
Yeah, we got a bad caller, man. Make his call up, man. Big shout out to you.
I'm on my bullshit. Dummy ear print, Louis bag full of blueies. Movie, Wiz trying to stuff the glitter in his kasubis. A maniac bar dama, make him suffer Alzheimer's. Turn your kid's mama to a wall climber, small timer. Diamonds are forever, act Ye West, play death. 30-40 villains, front of they steps. Relate with us, gloves and ammunition and knock a horse down. We gon' sit here and let nature take its course now. If you walk down the wrong path, you ain't having me. I'm Jay-Z, you'll always be a little Damon Dash to me. Not a Kareem big burst, but the thing works. But the brains, he is stained like a wing ding shirt. He know hot boy like Lil Wayne on the bling bling verse. I done buried more killers than a Sing Sing church. Masses say he dope as Frank Lukey. End of the day, y'all better thank Poopy that I gave y'all. Another loving half of a something dash. I'm sorry if I'm standing on your mother's southern grass. Tongue twisted, that's the best of saying suffering succotash. What I really meant to say, I'm on your motherfucking ass. A leader since corduroys and procads. We killed the messenger and took his fucking moped. Blues brother, Jim Belushi, but triple not into Gucci. You miss me with all the groupies, I'm engaged now. But I still do the OnlyFans for the leg, wow. Batter up, nigga, we in the field, it's on you. Fresh bust pipes, it also make diamonds, it sure do. Look at me, the plot starts sticking, and the cop shot clicking. Wicked, we know you love it like some Popeye's chicken. Within the miners, now the gang is all major.
We all major.
36, we were shorting 4 anchors in the mule. But we already had one, you really catch a bad one. Don't make me turn your day into a sad one. Blue.